88.9 WLRY. Got a very special guest joining us right now. We have David Zak with Remedy Drive coming to town, coming to the area in Pickerington for a big concert on Friday. Do you spend a lot of time on the road these days?
Yeah, we have been, but as of late, just going out a couple weekends a month, which has been nice because I got some painting done around the house for my wife.
Get that honey-do list taken care of there, huh?
Yeah, there's plenty of them. The dishwasher still, it kind of rocks forward, and I thought I connected it to the counter again, but it's tricky, so I got to work on that one.
That's good to know you got the same problems the rest of us have there, you know?
Yeah, that's just how life is.
Now, tell us a little bit about the latest album. I believe Commodity is the latest project for you guys. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We put it out on our own without a record label. And it's a concept record on freedom and kind of a protest and a call to action against human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
The title track, I'm a soul inside a body, I'm not a commodity.
Right.
This is hopefully a defiance of the light, you know, to pierce through the darkness.
Yeah.
And send the message of freedom.
Awesome. And that was a big single for you as well. I believe that was the number one song on the Christian rock charts, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're so thankful for that. I'm thankful for people playing it. Because it was a different song, and it was hard to find. It was honestly hard to find support here in Nashville for the project, because it deals with heavy things, you know?
Right.
Boys carrying guns at the age of 8 and kidnapped and forced to fight wars in Uganda, and girls being sold in the red light district at a similar age.
Right. Wouldn't be characterized as your typical Christian album release.
Yeah, not as positive and sometimes sadly not as encouraging as some songs, but at the same time, in the midst of it all, in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of the fight for freedom, keeping the just like the captives on the banks of the River Babylon, when their captors ask mm-hmm. them a song, I think we still have a song to sing in the midst of all this. The King is still on the throne.
Right. Amen. Again, David joining us with Remedy Drive. And, of course, people familiar with the song Commodity. Tell us about some of the other songs on the album.
So I just referenced it. You know, I love the psalmist, and especially David's psalm, since I was named after him. But he writes continually out of the midst of, tragedy and difficult times. But one of the standout tracks is a song. It's called "The King Is Still on the Throne," and references, you know, our captivity, all of us living in this domain of the Prince of the Power of the Air, and yet having an expectation that there's a kingdom coming where the wrongs are made right.
Mm-hmm.
There's another song where I sing "Take Cover, Child, Come Away, Come and Take Cover by My Side." Another one called "June," which is the name of a girl I met on an undercover mission in Southeast Asia that we actually rescued. In an effort to rescue girls, I went over there with a group called the Exodus Road, and another song called The Wings of the Dawn, Carried Me Home on the Wings of the Dawn. It's kind of a song from her perspective, looking for someone to live with a danger of selflessness, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, to come to her aid. So there's all sorts of... It's a very interesting collection of songs.
Well, tell me a little bit about your passion, about your calling to go over there, because obviously not just secondhand reports. You're talking about songs that deal with things that you have personally encountered. How did it come about that you felt called to get involved in this?
I watched this documentary on Joseph Kony. He's a warlord. He kidnaps boys, like I said, and he forced them into these fights. And my daughter, weeping next to me, she said, "Dad, why not God protect those boys?"
Yeah.
And it's one of those moments, and I've had a lot of them, where you just don't have a response.
Right.
But there was this tug on my heart, and it didn't stop. It just continued. The more I wrote about it, the stronger that pull on my heartstrings got. And then when I sat down and Matt, in a moment of convergence, Matt with the Exodus Road, he sat me down and said, "Hey, we're looking for somebody to talk about what we're doing." And I just immediately said, without even hesitating, "I don't want to just talk about what you're doing. I want to do what you're doing." And he was so awesome to train me and to take me over into the let me shadow him at first on missions, and then I went out on missions with other guys too and other girls, and we spied on gangsters and mafia guys. Wow. And cartel members that are they're trafficking these kids, and we're arresting them as a result of some of the work we're doing. I'm only there for when I can go over, but what's awesome is that I come home and I give my microphone to June and all the girls like her. I give my microphone and my platform and this phone interview to talk about it, because I know there's other hearts that are on the verge of wanting to do something that just need that extra push. And I believe that it happens in simple ways like this.
You know, in human trafficking, a lot of times people thought of that as being just overseas, but of course it's here in the States, very prevalent as well. In fact, in Ohio, in the Toledo, Ohio area, there's a lot of that going on. Do you find out there's more awareness about human trafficking now than there used to be?
There is, and even though that slavery is accelerating at a rate unprecedented in all of history, I believe that right now, because of technology, the same technology that they're using, because of technology, we have a chance to put a major dent in it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I wake up every day, people love sending me articles. Some truck driver just contributed to saving this girl that he saw looking for help at a truck stop. And there's just, I think the more awareness and the more that these girls can realize there's a way out for them. Yeah. And that there's a value and a dignity to them that has not been stripped away. I think we can fix it. We can start to repair it, because that's what the kingdom's about. That's what Jesus Christ said when he said, I've come to proclaim freedom to the captives, right, the spirit of the Almighty One's upon me, to proclaim a restoration of dignity to the oppressed and the downtrodden.
Yeah, and I think parents play a huge role in this too, David, because I've got a young daughter at home myself, and, you know, she's on the internet a lot, and we just find ourselves talking to her a lot about this, saying, hey, you know, it's a sensitive topic, but they need to know what's going on out there.
There's the balance, you know. My son's 9, my daughter's 7, so I tell them different things about this.
Right.
But I don't paint this Disney World picture of the world to them, that's for sure. Yeah. They need to be children. They need to enjoy their childhood, but at the same time, there needs to be an awareness of a darkness that exists, and they have that at an appropriate, you know, with appropriate language. I say red light district, and they're not sure what that means, and they don't need to know exactly what it means yet. Right. But someday they will.
Right. Well, the concert is coming up at Eagle Rock Church in Pickerington. That is this Friday. Doors open at 7. Concert starts at 7:30. Tell me a little bit about the show. Do you play the entire new album, or how do you do the concert?
We play a lot of songs off the new album. We also play some of our hits from before, Daylight, All Along.
Mm-hmm.
And then we interweave stories from the road between songs, and we have projection now, and so we have some video going of really moving video going with a few of these songs, and we still have a party, you know, we still have a rowdy fun time. It's a rock concert, but we try to funnel that momentum and energy towards freedom and towards the kingdom.
Tickets can be purchased at artistryartist.com. That's artistryartist.com, or you can give the station a call here for more information. We've been talking to David Zack of Remedy Drive, again coming to Pickerington Eagle Rock Church this Friday. Doors open at 7. Concert starts at 7:30.
It's been a blessing. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.